Jerry Bader Show 935 has Senator Ron Johnson on where he said, look, most likely whatever comes out of the Senate, he's not going to vote for it because he would see it as a cave. Moments after he said that, I received a bunch of emails ripping Ron Johnson as a weasel and all these other things. Two emailers said, hey, those are probably libs writing in. No, they're not. We know they're all regular listeners. No, we know each and every one of them on this show. And those are conservatives who are ready to completely turn their back on Ron Johnson. Even though he said, this is the part that amazes me. Now, why do you think I pressed him on it? Why do you think I pressed him on it? Well, would you vote for whatever comes out of the Senate? No. No. All right, here's some from the other side before we take calls. Mary writes, show of hands, who volunteers to go to Washington and actually try to implement a practical, workable economic solution with 500-plus lunatics who completely deny reality? Anybody? Anybody? Ron Johnson has to feel like Sisyphus trying to roll that rock up the hill. And then we wonder why good people won't run for office. Let's see. What idiots, writes another. They are the people that got us Obama for 4 years, or maybe for life if he can conjure up a big enough disaster by October 2016. There's another Mary there, I thought. Totally behind him. Never cave in. Let's see. What this one says. Jerry, I have to say I'm as baffled as you are. I host the Brown County Facebook Republicans group, and I'm hearing such an anti-Republican fervor that it leaves me scratching my head. People are even attacking the likes of Sean Hannity? Really? Hannity has been an absolute preacher for the Tea Party caucus on this. Whom I defend by asking people, who are you? They call themselves constitutionalists, but I say they're behaving more like anarchists. That's interesting. Betty writes, Jerry, it is scary, the attitude of people. Ron Johnson is doing a great job of explaining what is going on, explaining how it works, and people are not listening. They think that Congress can do just whatever, and it doesn't work that way. They have to listen, pay attention to what is going on, and vote in the right people so we get enough people in office to turn things around. This is why we're in trouble. They don't understand how the system works, and they'll vote a Democrat back in to make things really, really bad for the rest of our lives instead of voting in the one that is trying to correct things. Let's see. All right. Let's go to the phones. Is Andy's first? Andy from Stockbridge. Hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, Jerry. I would say I mostly agree with you on on Ron Johnson here. What concerns me is what he said regarding what the public support for Obamacare is. He said that the public, something to the effect of public support is overwhelmingly against us. I just don't see that. I mean, every poll I look at regarding Obamacare,
that's not what he said.
55 to 60%.
That's not what he said. What he said is, while there is opposition, he said, yes, Obamacare is unpopular and that it's underwater, but so are these tactics. That getting rid of it in this way is where public opinion is against Republicans. He did not say that in terms of Obamacare's popularity, Andy. That's just not true.
Okay, and that's why I'm not going as far as to say that. I'm certainly not going to work against him. I'll give him his opportunity to hold true to his word and that he won't cave. And if he doesn't, I'll certainly support him again. It's just I'm a little concerned that maybe he's. I don't know. I sort of see him as wavering a little bit. Maybe I'm wrong.
Thanks a lot for the call. Actually, no. I mean, he made it very clear. Brian in Appleton. Brian, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Good.
There's three questions I've been trying to get a hold of his office for an answer for.
Yes.
The first one is, did Mr. Johnson vote for or against Ted Cruz's cloture proposition? did he or did he not support Ted Cruz? And the third one is, did he or did he not vote for or against Harry Reid's cloture deal?
You know,
would have taken 60 votes either way?
Yeah, and I don't have that in front of me. I don't have the answer to that.
Well, but, I don't either, because, like I say, for the last 10 days, I've tried getting
Well, I can pose that for you. But let me ask you this. What you heard from him just now, that he is not going to cave on this, if that is what he does when a vote comes, what does that say to you?
He says he's fourth principle. He is. But I really would like to know how he voted
Brian,
3 weeks ago when this could have been nipped in the bud.
Well, okay, Brian, actually it couldn't have. But Brian, if he votes right now to not cave, what does that tell you about Ron Johnson?
He's got a set.
Okay, that's all I'm asking. Mark in Green Bay. Mark, go ahead.
Good.
Hey, Mark, I'm going to identify if you don't mind.
Yeah, no, that's
okay.
Fine.
Brown County Republican Party Chairman Mark Becker. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. To answer the gentleman's question, Ron Johnson voted for cloture, but he voted against the measure that was in the Senate. So that's kind of where he stood there. And, you know, it's so, so disheartening to hear people email and to hear people jump ship on people like Ron Johnson and Reid Ribble. I mean, you know Ron. I know Reid. These people are not rhinos. Stop calling them that. Seriously. You know, they are putting up a fight, and they're putting up as big of a fight as they can. So just because they're not all over the floor like Ted Cruz was doesn't mean that they're fighting as hard as he. So, you know, it's so disheartening to hear people say, oh, I'm going to fight against Ron, and I'm going to work against Reid. That's not how to do it. So I don't know what else to say, Jerry. It's just so frustrating to hear that.
Well, and I will tell you now what happened is, since I read those emails, we have now about an equal amount of emails from people echoing your sentiment, Mark, saying, what the hell are you talking about? You know, and I know that Russ Feingold is being pressured heavily to run again in 2016. And you may not know this, but I know there are numbers that show that were that today. By the way, Ron Johnson did vote for cloture.
Yep.
You did say that. And I thought so, but I didn't want to say something. I thought that was the case, but I didn't want to just talk off the top of my head on the air.
And people look at that vote and say, oh, he's not standing with Ted Cruz. No, that's not it. I mean, that vote is to end debate, you know, so then we can get on to the actual vote that he took against the measure. So, I mean, you know, people can get their undies in a bundle over that. But, you know, and it's not just the emails that you receive, but it's the Facebook posts that I see on our site and on my site of people saying, oh, and emails that I've gotten, I can't believe you support Ron Johnson. It's just, oh, it's so hurtful to the cause.
All right, Mark, thanks a lot for the call. Do appreciate it. To Mike in Hollandtown. Mike, go ahead.
Thanks, Jerry. Good morning. There's a couple reasons why so many people are coming down on Ron Johnson and other Republicans. We're so used to seeing them cave. That's what we're expecting.
But what did he just say?
We agreed, but remember, they'll say that when they get elected, and then they cave. So people are keeping the pressure on.
But you've got like a day to find out here if he's telling the truth. If he votes again. So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we do see what you're saying, but what I'm trying to let everybody know, and you, is the fact that this is a natural reaction to an electorate that has been backstabbed a thousand times.
And I have said that on the air many times, Mike. Yeah. I do understand that. I understand that Republicans have compromised to the left over and over and over and over and over again. However, as Ron Johnson just pointed out, and as I've been saying through the whole process, there is no credible evidence that that is what he's doing now. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry. You know, I guess in some ways I was disappointed in some of the stuff that Ron Johnson says, but I would still vote for him because the alternative is whatever, Russ Feingold isn't going to work. But quite honestly, the Obamacare horse has left the barn. We're fighting something that's not even going to go. And as far as Congress, basically, they're getting steamrolled. Their power is being taken away from them in leaps and bounds, and it's going to the executive branch, and that's what where the bottom line is. And the Republicans, Ron Johnson, going, well, I'm going to get some Democrats to work with us. No, you're not. You better come up with another strategy, because Democrats are not leaving their team. I don't know what it is. You don't see any of them breaking on anything, because I have no idea what's going on. But you better come up with another strategy besides saying we're going to get Democrats to vote with us. It's not going to happen. They won't. Russ Manchin and these other people, they campaigned against Obamacare. They won't even vote against a single thing with that. They're willing to destroy the coal industry in their own states. These people, I don't know what's going on, but give up on the Democrats.
Right, Jim, thanks a lot for the call. To Dennis in Elroy. Dennis, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry.
Hey.
Hey, you know, a couple weeks ago, I listened when you were talking to Ron, and he said that he thought that he would have standing to bring a lawsuit against the government concerning Obamacare.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard anything more about that.
Yeah, well, things don't happen in 2 weeks. I mean, you know, that's one of the criticisms hang on. Things don't happen in 2 weeks, and it takes time to go through a legal procedure. And the other thing that has happened, though, since then, is they have tried legislatively to change what Ron would have done through the courts.
Yeah, but I mean, why didn't he at least mention that when he was talking to Mark Levin, you know? And
well,
you know,
because,
I was sympathizing with Ron.
Well, he tried. He tried, but I must tell you that Mark Levin is passionate in what he believes. And it was kind of, and a lot of people thought Ron was rude. It was hard for Ron to get a word in edgewise. Gary on the road. Gary, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, good morning, Jerry. I'm a supporter of Ron Johnson, and I think he's the best senator we've had in a long, long time. But I question how we would be better off if we had not gone along with the defund strategy, if we had adopted the let's go along strategy, because I think we'd have lost more Republican support by just adopting the same old tagline, let's just let it happen. I think back to McCain-Feingold, we let that happen. I think back to how there were so many Republicans stayed home by thinking that we let Democrats get elected, well, let's see how bad it is. I just don't see that we'd be in any different place. We'd be up against the debt limit. Democrats would want to spend. Republicans would want to hold the line. I don't think we'd be any better off. I think we'd be actually worse off, because there would be more disenfranchised Republicans.
All right, Gary, thanks a lot for the call. And I want to transition this in 3 minutes to something else. Sean Hannity on Monday, actually last week, I think, he started murmuring about, is it time for a third party? And he has said it loud enough and often enough where it's getting a lot of traction. So I want to talk about it in 3 minutes. It's 9:49.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.